Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amia. My name is Jenya Arutyunyan, and I got charged in my account. I never ordered anything from these numbers, from this, website. Can you check my account?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Give me one brief moment.
Ivan, don't know what kind of number should I provide you.
Oh, no, you don't have to provide me anything just yet.
Yeah?
I'm just getting everything situated. Your zip code, please.
991. What zip code? Billing?
Your zip code.
91605.
Okay, let's see if it'll pop up. First and last name.
Jenya Arutyunyan.
Alrighty, and that's J-E-N-Y-A. Last name start with the A.
Yes, A.
Okay, gotcha.
J-N-Y-A.
So, right, Jenya. And that billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Jenya.
91503.
We have a different address. It's Keswick Street.
No, Keswick Street, yes, 91605.
We have a different
number.
That is
my residential. 91605. For Keswick.
That's your zip code. I'm saying the address. Could you confirm it?
Address is 11452 Keswick Street.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
What kind of company is this?
I'm just getting into that for you. So reviewing the account shows that there was a contest that was entered, and it was to win a free Dyson vacuum. Do you recall
what happened? What happened? One more time.
It was to win a free Dyson vacuum. Do you recall Do you recall entering the contest to win a free Dyson vacuum?
If it's free, why I'm getting charged $45?
So within whomever entered the contest, it also does express within terms conditions that you will be automatically subscribed to a ByteHub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We can reduce it
I never ordered anything like that.
So you never entered the contest?
Yeah. No, I never got any vacuum or anything.
Okay, no problem. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously because someone in your household entered the contest?
No. I'm living by myself.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. Just bear with me this one brief moment while I go ahead and make sure I get the account counsel and connect you over to our fraud department, all right?
Are you serious? Just to refund my money. Otherwise, I'll call bank and I'll dispute from there.
I will have to get
you
connected over to
our... I don't have that much time.
Yes, ma'am.
For $45, you have to send me from here to there. I didn't authorize anything.
I will have to connect you over to our fraud department, ma'am.
Go ahead. Hurry up, please.
I do appreciate you for your patience, ma'am. No need to get nasty. And we are going to investigate the charges.
Yeah, go ahead.
One moment. One moment.